as you know, we are still celebrating the holy season of the Epiphany. Of course, we shall do so until February the 2nd, when we shall have the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple, and then Christmas will be officially over. And then we will swiftly prepare for some other things that are foretold already in the Gospel of today. Now, one of the things that's important to remember, among many, today, in a sense, we should celebrate and give thanks to God for the holy sacrament of matrimony. By his very presence, just as by his presence in the River Jordan and his entering and exiting from the waters of the River Jordan at his baptism, which he did not need, we needed. He sanctified the holy sacrament of baptism, so too by his presence at this wedding feast, to which his mother had been invited, and then the invitation was extended to him, but not only to him, but to the apostles and many of the disciples who already were there. No wonder they ran out of wine. And so, by this very action of our Lord, he sanctifies the holy sacrament of matrimony, something which is very, very serious and important and sacred. And of course, in today's world, we could perhaps say in today's church, but not quite, the holy sacrament of matrimony is very much in question. And so today we should look at the fact that it is a wedding feast of Cana in Galilee. And so they are there. And who is it that notices that they have no wine? Is it St. Peter? Is it St. Andrew? St. John himself, who writes this to us? It is the Blessed Mother. Now, if you know it or not, I don't know. I'm telling you now, so you better know it. This is the gospel that is used, and we use it twice in the last 2 weeks, for the Mass of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. Swift assistance, speedy assistance. And of course, that is what Our Lady of Prompt Succor is all about, as her history and the many, 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 many miracles, including the ones here, attest. Our Lady is the first one to see the need. Not that our Lord didn't see it, but it was not his place at this time to say anything. It was hers. You know, and he respects that which he has said down. He isn't tomorrow, all of a sudden, through some council, going to say that from now on, matrimony is between three persons. A woman, a man, and Cindy the baboon. No, 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 that's impossible. He's not going to say that from now on, the bishop or the pope can ordain Zanky Dog a priest. That's impossible. No, no. What he has said down, he has said down. And this, of course, is what tradition is all about. He has said it down, and we hand it down generation to generation to generation until he comes in glory. And so he has said down. This was her role, because she is the mediatrix, the intercessor of all the needs of the people of God, of the Church of God, before him, before his throne, and that of the Father and the Holy Spirit. And so, she does her job very well, which we should mind, because we also have jobs, we also have missions from our Lord, and we should listen, and we should do them very well. And so the Blessed Mother is the first one that notices they have no wine. This would be a great embarrassment. It was not going to be death or anything like that. No, it would be a great embarrassment. Death is not the only bad thing in life. Many other things are to be avoided. And so she simply turns to him. She doesn't ask. She just tells him, they have no wine. And our Lord responds in a way which is very strange to us. We would not do this in this day and age. Of course, we don't have the authority of Christ, who is God. Tiemoi kai soi ginai. What is to you is to me, woman, ginai, where the word gynecologist that we men don't need. But we're happy they're there for you. You know, God help you. What is to me is to you. What happens to me happens to you. Woman. Woman. Where have we heard this before? All the way back in Genesis. The woman shall crush the head of the serpent. That woman, it was not Eve. Eve invited a serpent. It was the new Eve, the Blessed Virgin, the Immaculate Conception, Mary Most Holy, whom we venerate here in a most wonderful way. They have no wine. So then, by telling her this, our Lord is telling her, you realize, which she did, if I do this, this is the first public miracle. There are other miracles, but this is the first public miracle. And it had its purpose. And Mary knew it. Once he performs a public miracle, then everybody will know that he is the Son of God, that he is the Messiah. And that means the hourglass is turned towards what? What happens to me happens to you. The passion, death of Christ. And she's there by the cross, where we hear again, oh my, we hear again, woman, the one and only, the woman of women, the mother of all women, the mother of all mothers, the protectress of the family, of the church. The woman who had crushed the head of the serpent. Now, he says to her, woman, behold thy son. He makes her the mother of the church. Son, St. John, behold thy mother. And he makes him representing us, the church, unto the end of time. Woman, ginai. So the Blessed Mother turns to the servants. And this is the last time the words of Mary are spoken in the sacred scripture. There are very few. You can write volumes about each one. We are so very fond of, and we pray every day, three times a day, Ecce ancilla Domini fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Do whatever he tells you. She never speaks again in the Gospels. Other times, yes, but that's not divine revelation. They're private revelations, as truthful and wonderful as they are. And so she says, do what he tells you. The last time Mary speaks to us, do what he tells you. Do you? And so they had these giant stone water jars that were empty because this was in the middle of the wedding. And they were for the purification of the Jewish ceremonies before dinner. The hands, the feet, the dishes, and so forth, they had to be sprinkled and blessed. They still do this in some of the more kosher homes among the Hebrews. But they were humongous. None of us could lift one up. And they fill them up with fresh water. And then all of a sudden, that water turns into wine. But not only wine, the best wine that has ever been seen or tasted in the whole world. We'll never have it. I wish I could just transport myself and taste it. Just for a minute. But that's not possible. So we have to be sufficiently acceptant of the fact that we drink of the wine when we drink and eat of his blood in the sacred host at Holy Communion. Because we receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of him, of Jesus Christ. So our Lord says to them, take it to the butler, the head butler, archidiklinos, a nice word, I dare you to say it 10 times in a row, archidiklinos, Greek and Latin. And he tastes it. Wow. And then he goes to the groom and says, you know, most people put the good wine at the beginning of the feast. And when they're all drunk and don't know the front from the back, then you put the cheap wine out. And they don't know. You have put the best wine imaginable at the end of this feast. He's just wondering, but he doesn't know. The servants know, and I'm sure they came to believe and came to follow Jesus. And so, St. John tells us this is the first sign. And his apostles and disciples believed in him. And that's the reason for their faith. We stupid, imbecile men need something more than just faith. Faith is important, but that's not enough for most of us. We need proof, physical proof. And the wine was the best possible physical proof. And our Lord knew it, and our Lord did it, and he did it at the wedding feast of Cana. Today, in a very, very special way, as we thank God for all his many, many gifts, and definitely wine is one of them, we also give thanks to him for one of the most important gifts that he has given to us in the church, one of the 7 sacraments, the sacrament of holy matrimony, which should not be sought by all, but only by those who are ready to accept the sacrifice and responsibility of that sacrament. Just like not everybody accepts a vocation to the priesthood or to the religious life, you need to be ready to accept the sacrifice and penance that goes along with it. It is not a cup of wonderful wine. It is the cup of salvation, of his body and blood, soul and divinity, at the cross, which we celebrate today and every day on these sacred altars. May Almighty God bless you and your families with many things, wonderful things, spiritual and material things that will help you to worship him more fully and better. And may he bless all the young people in our parish, here and beyond, who have vocations to the priesthood and to their religious life, that they may indeed taste of the wine of the wedding feast of Cana. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.